created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, good morning, anybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and if all this stuff works and you can hear the sound of my voice, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's Part of Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan is away from the microphone for another day or so, traveling around. Please be sure to keep him in your prayers for safety of travel. And he's doing what he does best, that is edifying people who have called him out to see what's really going on in this world. I have to remind you, of course, that this live talk radio program may or may not reflect the views of the sponsors or the station. This program typically reflects the views of myself and my guest who is appearing, and I'm very excited about this morning's guest, a friend, a virtual friend, if you will, for many years, Mr. Alan Karuba. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
I am so happy to hear your voice after all these years of not being able to have a little bit of radio time. Your name was the very first thing that popped into my mind as someone who needs to get on the radio more to our audience, which is on the West Coast at 7 a.m., the East Coast at 10, and broadcasting live in the Denver Metroplex. So we've got all kinds of people that have promised to be listening coast to coast, and border to border this morning. So we have got ourselves a forum going, possibly, Alan. And you are a raconteur. You are a writer. You're a person who can read something and tell what's really going on. And you have several different websites, and we'll get to those. I just want to say welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here this morning.
Well, that makes two of us. I'm delighted to be on the radio with you.
Great. I listened to the tape that we did of the program, which was maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and I believe I talked to you as we did a little bit of show prep the other day, that we could have just played that tape because things really are still in the forefront of the news, just like we were talking about then. And so I said to myself, Alan, I'll go back to factsnotfantasy.blogspot.com and read what Alan was saying. And I went all the way back to 2007 and began to read your blog. And you're a prolific guy. Where do you find all the time to write all this stuff?
Well, a lot of it has to do with being semi-retired.
Uh-huh.
So I have the time. The rest of it has to do with having started out my career in the 1960s as a young journalist and just proceeding from there. Of course, I discovered early on that journalism didn't pay very much.
Yeah, so it pays about as good as radio work, I suspect.
Oh, about the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have got such good insight, and I don't want to say you've matured since 2007 in your ability to project your thoughts, but you have coalesced your thoughts into essays of, oh, I don't know, what, 1,000 words on average or something like that, that really get the word out. And one of your passions over the years has been global warming. And so this morning I'd like to kind of develop our time together, beginning starting about global warming and then moving on into some political stuff. And I'm not sure I'll read your 2008 wish list or your predictions for 209 or 2012 State of the World, but I've got them in mind, so we'll see how we do. First of all, this global warming stuff, is that what kind of got you started because there was so much stuff going on with that?
Very much so. I actually established the National Anxiety Center as a clearinghouse for information about scare campaigns.
And
it was largely based on the massive propaganda that was filling the airwaves and the newspapers and magazines about global warming. We were all doomed. We're all going to die from carbon dioxide. And having been a long-time business and science writer, I knew that it was just totally bogus. The science did not support it, and still does not. And in fact, in the Wall Street Journal today, there's a commentary titled "Global Warming Models Are Wrong Again." These models, by the way, are computer models. They have very little relationship to reality. But
and all that started in about what, 2005 or so, to getting a lot of press, and thanks to Al Gore, who saw that there was a dollar to be made at all this?
Actually, it started as far back as the 1970s, when the environmentalists were claiming that an ice age was just around the corner. And by the 1980s, they totally switched around because that wasn't scaring enough people. And by the 1980s, they really began to talk about global warming as the result of carbon dioxide emissions from industry and everything else, including human beings who exhale about 6 pounds of carbon dioxide every day.
Yeah, it seems odd that the system that we're operating within and have been operating within for many, many years is suddenly found to be poisonous to our well-being. Did Rachel Carson have a lot to do with that in Silent Spring?
Well, that was part of it. That certainly kicked off a lot of the current EPA regulation that affects just about everything. The EPA is a rogue agency. It's totally out of control. And basically what it's doing is trying to shut down all energy, access to all the energy sources in the country, oil, natural gas, coal, and they've got to be reined in at some point. Congress has to step in and say enough. It wasn't helped when the Supreme Court, not that very long ago, issued a decision stating that CO2, carbon dioxide, was a quote pollutant. I don't understand how CO2 can be a pollutant when all life on Earth depends on it.
Right.
And in fact, when there were earlier periods in the Earth's history when CO2 levels were far higher, and these, of course, occurred well before the human population even began to have any impact in terms of emissions. But it's just really a great big fat lie.
Basically, carbon dioxide is used by plants to make oxygen, which we breathe, and we exhale carbon dioxide. We'll be right back with Alan Karub on Radio Liberty this Tuesday morning. Don't you dare go away.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Hey, good morning again. Dave Wilson here with Alan Gruba on a program that's called Radio Liberty, and I hope that you're enjoying our time with Alan this morning. His website, get a pencil, write it down, go to it, facts, not fantasy, that's F-A-C-T-S-N-O-T, F-A-N-T-A-S-Y. Facts, not fantasy.blogspot.com, or you can friend him on Facebook, probably, and read all this good stuff that he is talking about, writing about. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a good understanding of what's going on in our nation today. Now, Alan, we have been talking about the hoax that was perpetrated since the practically the middle of the last century upon people. But what comes to my mind is, why would anybody want to do that? What's the purpose of that? Anybody who's got a brain can see that CO2 is a good thing to have. What do you suppose is driving this movement to, I don't know,
scare the heck out
population
of
or whatever?
It's money. It's all about money. It's also about controlling people's lives. The global warming hoax really is generated out of the United Nations, and they have an agency called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and they're behind the Kyoto protocols that were intended to reduce CO2 in the atmosphere. Now, CO2 is a very minor element of the Earth's atmosphere, and there's still a lot of scientific controversy as to whether it plays a role and how much it plays in terms of the Earth's climate. Climate, of course, is measured in centuries. Weather is what's happening outside your window right now.
Right.
And anybody who follows the reports on weather knows that as often as not, they're wrong. And that's because they're based on computer models, these models are totally incapable of factoring in things like clouds.
Right.
So, you know, there's just a lot of misinformation and disinformation about global warming. And I said that it was all about money, and it was initially because the intent was to create carbon credits that could be sold and traded for money. The exchanges for these credits were anticipated to make millions of dollars.
Now, you have to explain to our audience and me what a carbon credit is.
That's the permission to emit carbon dioxide.
Oh,
If
you need permission, it seems to me like you need somebody who regulates that and enforces that, huh?
Well, that's the job of the EPA, at least as far as the U.S. is concerned. It's just utterly bogus. Most of these exchanges, by the way, in Chicago, for example, they close their doors, and similar situations in Europe. The great problem is that the quote-unquote world leaders got behind global warming and are still flogging this hoax for various reasons. The media, of course, picked it up and has been intent on frightening everybody with the notion of a dramatic increase in the Earth's temperature, and it's been flat for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And during the last 10 years, since 1998, the Earth has actually been cooling. And
Now that's why they call it climate change.
That's why it no longer is global warming. It is now climate change. And the next mutation of this hoax will be sustainability. We have to sustain everything. Well, it's a little hard to sustain things when our access to energy here in the United States is being shut down and denied by the current administration.
And I want to talk about that in a couple of minutes at the bottom of the hour, but so far we've talked about carbon footprint and like being a tax almost, stifling the economy. Is it fair to say, Alan, that a liberal perspective or mindset of an individual would be more in favor of this kind of thing than a conservative mindset?
That would be fair to say. It's... Liberals have a tendency to approach most issues from the position of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it feels right, if it feels good, if it's going to do great good in the world, well, then, you know, liberals pretty much are for it. But when you stand back and take a look at it, you find that from a science point of view, global warming has no basis, in fact.
And yet the universities... Universities were and probably are publishing papers, you know. If you want to survive, you have to publish. That's part of the money cycle, isn't it? If you don't adhere to whatever the foundation has to say, you don't get your cash.
Billions of taxpayer cash was spent by our government on the global warming hoax and in the form of grants for research and what have you. It is a travesty, really, that this has been permitted to continue, and of course it overlaps into the issues involving energy.
Mm-hmm.
The EPA is right now desperately trying to shut down the coal industry and the oil industry. They're being helped by the Interior Department as well. If you're a little shocked when you come fill up your gas tank of your car, a lot of the reason behind that has nothing to do with the availability of oil. It has a lot to do with these government restrictions.
And it comes back to the notion of control the population, control the population. They want to get us, in my opinion, they want to get us off the roads and interstates and into communities which are closely knit and together, so that there can to be some degree of control. Wouldn't you say that our nation is great, or the individual citizen has been able to contribute because we have such freedom of transportation heretofore, with the interstates, with cars being owned by practically everybody? We go where we want to, and increasing the price of oil and thus gasoline is one way of controlling the population.
Well, think also about trucks. Virtually mm-hmm. everything in the nation is delivered by trucks.
Yes.
And if you increase the cost of trucking and the cost of the airlines for jet fuel, if you increase these things, you literally impoverish Americans unnecessarily. But we are literally the Saudi Arabia of coal. Coal
yes.
represents 50% of all the electricity that we use. And these are really nefarious schemes that ultimately just harm everyone.
But, Alan, we have the electric car, and we have windmills, and we have ocean currents. Surely these things will work.
No. solar and wind energy represents about 2% of all the electricity generated in the country. It wouldn't even exist if it were not for government subsidies and grants of one kind or another. And, of course, we have famously discovered that Solyndra, a solar panel company, cost all of us $500 million when it closed its doors. Most of the investments, quote-unquote, investments in green energy by the Obama administration are failures. And, of course, that includes electric cars and what have you. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And that's what's so scary to me, is it doesn't make any sense. And yet, if I were a George Soros, or if I were someone who had an agenda for these United States to undermine the causes of our freedom or the underpinnings of how we have become so great, it makes a great deal of sense, don't you think?
Well, there are people in places of power that are appear to have an agenda of destroying the nation. And what better way than to deny access to energy?
Mm-hmm.
What better way than to force utilities to close their doors? We're getting very dangerously. We're only a few years away from blackouts and other problems with the provision of electricity in the country. Because
what do you think? Our children are being taught, have been taught. I think in that tape that I listened to, and I can't remember the year now, but it was some time ago, the last time I did Radio Liberty out of California for Dr. Stan, we were talking about what's going on in the elementary schools, the, if you want to call it, brainwashing taking place about treating the earth, even in kindergarten, you know, paint the earth green. Why do you think it's green? Should we use the bad truck, or should we use our bicycle? And so what are we going to do with a population that has been brought up in that fashion?
They have to be re-educated, but the entire educational system in America has been infiltrated with just massive amounts of propaganda regarding global warming and opposing the use of traditional energy sources. It's really criminal what's been done to one or two generations that have passed through our schools at this point.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'd like to move on just a little bit. I think we have pretty much covered the idea that global warming is a hoax. We don't really have a solution just yet. At least I don't. Do you see a solution coming up the road? Do you have something?
You don't need a solution to something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, for one thing, the Earth is cooling and is likely to continue in that cycle for quite some time. The Earth, whether the Earth is warm or cold, depends on something called the sun.
Right.
And the sun has cycles as well. These are cycles related to sunspots, and sunspots are magnetic storms on the sun. And if there are a lot of them, the Earth tends to be a bit warmer. And if there are fewer, as there have been now for a decade or more, it tends to cool off.
The solution in my mind that I was had is that we need to start re-educating and we need to consider somehow getting Congress to get rid of unconstitutional agencies such as the EPA and the NEA and all the harm that they're doing. The recognition that this is a hoax, I think, generally is out now, that it was a scam, that it was a giant money transfer. I think they just want to take money from the first world, if you will, the states, Great Britain and other places, and give it to third world countries. One of the craziest things I think I remember about this whole thing is that in the Kyoto Treaty, which, thank heavens, we didn't sign because I think people began to see how crazy it was, China was exempt from this thing, and they're one of the world's greatest polluters. That's
and
got to
India.
Appeal to common sense of somebody somewhere, don't you think?
Well, common sense seems to be in scarce quantity these days. We are, a great deal of this problem comes not just from the environmental organizations, which many of them are multi-million-dollar operations.
Right.
But the media bears a lot of blame for the global warming hoax because they have propagated it.
Well, they're following the money trail, too, aren't they?
Yeah,
the
I guess everybody is. I mean, you know, we all want to make a living
and
put groceries on the table, but some of us want to do it in nefarious ways.
Yeah. Well, so we have the universities who are being paid by the great foundations. We have the liberal press, which is encouraging it all, and we have politicians who have found that this is a great thing to jump on because it appeals to the sympathy, because we don't want little children in the street dying of heat prostration. And yet the commerce of the United States, which is the backbone of our country, is slowly but surely being laid waste because of lack of fuel to operate. And gas, we don't just mean trucks, do we, Alan? We mean plastics and all kinds of things.
Absolutely. If people people don't, I think in general, don't realize that, plastic is made from oil.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back with the other half of Radio Liberty.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Good morning, Colorado and California and the East Coast and wherever else you might be listening to Radio Liberty this morning. My name is Dave Wilson, and this is a special edition as Dr. Stan is away from the microphone today. He'll be back on Thursday as the Lord tarries. Anyway, this morning we have with us Alan Kruba, and we've been talking about the scam that is global warming, the idea that money can be transferred and we can feel really bad about ourselves if we use our cars and whatever else. And Alan, give us your website again, please.
It is Facts Not Fantasy, one word, factsnotfantasy.blogspot.com. I write 6 days a week on all manner of topics, usually those that are in the news that we're all contemplating and trying to sort the truth out from the lies.
And you can also be found on Facebook, I suppose, if they search for your name or search for Facts Not Fantasy. You have another website, too, that you contribute that costs me an awful lot of money, frankly, called bookviews.com, because you've been a book reviewer for a long, long time.
About
Tell us a little bit
years.
About what goes on there.
Well, over at bookviews.com, I have a monthly report on the best of the new fiction and nonfiction, and been doing it, as I say, for about 50 years. I'm a founding member of the National Book Critics Circle, and part of why I'm able to write on a wide range of topics is the fact that I read a lot. I particularly like history.
I think anybody
who wants to understand the world we're living in needs to take time out of their day to read.
Absolutely. A good place to begin that, too, ladies and gentlemen, is go to bookviews.com, because the site has got archives in it, so you can go back and see what the best books of last year or the year before were to begin your study. Find them at the library. You don't have to buy them new, like me. I can't wait. Thanks a lot, Alan, by the way. We haven't talked about the administration much and their implementation of all that's going on today. We could talk about the debt, but that makes me ill, since George Washington to George Bush, and the amount they increased the national debt is less than President Obama has increased the national debt in his 3 years. How in the world have we gotten ourselves into a situation, Alan, where we have a president who has just disregarded the Constitution to which he swore allegiance, and just done
it's our fault.
Heck everyone.
It's our fault. We at least a majority of us elected him, and we elected someone who the media very carefully did not vet and essentially covered up for. And to our dismay and regret, we've discovered that he's currently heading the most anti-energy administration in the history of the nation. And, of course, the Supreme Court is now looking at Obamacare, which single-handedly will wreck the economy, heap enormous debts on our children and grandchildren, and destroy what is widely understood and recognized to be the best healthcare system in the world. And
right.
This, of course, was a piece of legislation over 2,000 pages long that was passed largely through bribery, and it was passed because Democrats voted for it. They were in control of the Congress until 2010, when American voters said, hey, something's very wrong here. And, of course, they transferred power in the House to Republicans. And now we're coming up in November with an opportunity to rid ourselves of the president and to include the Senate as part of the Republican control. Now, Republicans, they're not saints, but at least they have a pretty good fix on fundamental principles, not the least of which is the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been shredded for the last 4 years by the president.
The idea that executive orders take place nowadays just, at will, is a totally wrong concept. I think FDR established that, didn't he, during World War II, to where he could take care of things immediately that were pertaining to the war, and now our presidents just kind of use it for anything they want.
Pretty much so. The latest executive order by the president would allow the executive branch to literally take control of all aspects of life in America. That's a very, very dangerous notion. The Congress has more or less stepped aside on many of the key issues, not the least of which is the declaration of war. We have not formally declared war since World War II.
Right.
And all the other wars that we've been in have been kind of put together under the aegis of the United Nations and, you know, for other reasons, but reasons that were not confirmed by the Senate, as the Constitution demands.
The idea that the Constitution demands anything doesn't seem to be of very much importance to these guys, Republicans or Democrats. What do you suppose happens to a man or woman when he gets elected, he goes to Washington, he seems to have his mind vacuumed out?
Well, they first and foremost, like all politicians, want to get reelected. And in America, that requires millions of dollars to campaign. In the House of Representatives, that's every 2 years, so they spend a great deal of their time raising money for the next election.
Mm-hmm.
In the Senate, it's every 6 years. And they are surrounded in Washington by legions, absolute legions of lobbyists who attempt to influence them in one fashion or another.
They want special permission to do special things, which, again, it all comes around to money. Who is it? Tom Wood, who I don't know if you're familiar with his writing, Thomas Wood. He says, follow the money, follow the power. And if people would just put that on their foreheads backwards so they could see it in the mirror every morning, it would be a great thing, because I've been doing that now for 10 years, and it just upsets me so bad when I use that simple formula, follow the money, follow the power. Alan, let's open this up to see if we got any body who wants to talk to you. I know I posted on Facebook, I hope you don't mind, that we were going to be talking this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call and join the conversation in the next 20 minutes or so, call in toll-free at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 if you'd like to join Alan and I for a brief bit of conversation. Alan, we're going to be having another break here pretty soon. And in the meantime, as we go to break, I'd like to think a little bit about these things that have come up in regards to Mr. Obama. You know, the notion of the birth certificate, his socialist upbringing, his relationship with Media Matters and George Soros and all these other things, and anything else that you might like to do. The notion that Obama is a puppet in the hands of some greater power is something that is circulated not only by the internet, but I think it has some validity. I'm Dave Wilson with Alan Kruba, and this is Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a minute.
Send us the uniformed people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Send Us the Uniformed People in Greeley, reminding everyone to give words of praise to the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers of our community. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, call 970-352-2233.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey, anybody, welcome to the last segment of A Radio Liberty for a Tuesday morning. I'm Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan. My guest is Alan Karuba today, and as we went to break, Alan, I started talking about some of the stuff that has been getting the news, if you will, on the Internet. Conspiracy is a perfectly good English word. I think it just means when a couple of people get together and decide to do something, but anytime anybody brings up what might seem to be a controversial idea about Obama or anybody else, they're called conspiracy nuts. So what do you think about all this stuff that's going on with these birth certificates and so forth?
Well, I think in the long view of history, historians will look back and be absolutely astonished to report on a president who got elected without too many people really knowing much about him, except, of course, for the two memoirs he wrote. And it's just amazing to me. I mean, he was a senator. He was in the Senate for about a year and a half before he announced that he wanted to be president of the United States. And he really arrived with virtually no resume other than, you know, the fact that he was a quote-unquote community organizer,
right?
Whatever the heck that is. What we do know, and there have been several excellent books by Jerome Corsi,
mm-hmm.
Corsi, that I would certainly recommend anybody read. And Corsi has looked very closely and investigated very closely Obama's life, and we now know that the birth certificate was. As Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona has indicated, is very likely a forgery. And, of course, we don't know very much else. We don't have any paper trail for the man. All his college records and his passport and even a rather suspicious Social Security number have been under seal so that we can't learn more about them.
Who seals all this stuff? I wouldn't mind having my college transcript sealed, but I guess it doesn't really make any difference anymore. I don't need a job, but what about him? I mean,
well, the college,
does he have so much power that he can just dictate that this happens?
Well, he got enormous cooperation from all the colleges that he attended, because they would not reveal his record in college, and it just, you know. The folks in Hawaii that are in charge of birth certificates were not terribly cooperative,
mm-hmm.
and it just goes up and down the line. This is a situation in which a lot of people cooperated to ensure that you and I would not know very much about the man who campaigned for president and got elected.
He's known to be a teacher of the things of Saul Alinsky, whom Hillary Rodham Clinton did her master's thesis or graduation thesis on, and whom she considered to be her mentor. And Saul Alinsky, of course, is I don't want to say reprehensible, but he's a person that has ideas that are inconsistent with the founding fathers and most of the people here in these United States as to how things are supposed to be run. Nobody vetted Obama on that. It was a tough time vetting Hillary, frankly, to get her paperwork on that.
Obama just appeared out of thin air in about, what, 1995 or something like that?
Well, he served in the Illinois legislature and went from there to the Senate. And when he declared his candidacy for the presidency and what have you, he did so in the apartment, in the home of Bill Ayers, mm-hmm. who is famous for having been a domestic terrorist, and who has since gone on to become a college professor, I believe, at the University of Chicago. I'm not sure. But all of his acquaintances, starting with his own family, were hard left, extremely liberal, and devoted to Marxist ideology.
When you say Chicago, it sends a chill down my mind because I get the honest feeling that our nation is being run by the Chicago mob.
Well, there's some truth to that, I guess. There have always been groups and elites that exercise power in America, and we've seen it, in our history. There was the Solid South, which was Democrat for a long time. There were the New England elites that controlled Congress for a long time. So this is not an unusual phenomenon. What is unusual is that power is being exercised by people who just in general don't seem to like the country very much.
Yeah.
And of course, Obama's first act was to go to the Middle East and apologize for America, and he continues to criticize America. Now, this is obviously an exceptional nation, and one devoted entirely to freedom and liberty.
We have been the backbone economically for an awful long time for poor countries. Our record of donating money for good and bad is well known. We're pouring billions of dollars into the Gaza Strip. We're giving to all kinds of other nations, and here yet at home, we have people who are starving, people who are being undereducated, going through the system. It all seems to me that the plan that Woodrow Wilson started way back in the aughts and the 20s of the last century is coming to bear. Alan, the way you're talking, I could almost say that you're coming over to the conspiracy school of thought by putting all of the dots together and coming up with an idea.
No, I tend to resist conspiracy theories. I tend to favor movements in history. And, of course, communism occurred in Russia with the revolution there in 1917. It lasted, what, about 70 years or so until the Soviet Union literally collapsed. What I really don't understand is why people don't understand that communism and socialism doesn't work.
It's exactly the same with me. Why don't people understand that Keynesian economics don't work when the Austrian school seems to be fairly clear? We'll be back with Alan Karuba for our very last goodbye segment here in just a moment after these messages.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Hello, this is Dave Wilson, and we're at the end of our hour with Alan Gruba. Alan, I want to thank you very much for being with me this morning. It's meant a lot to me that you would consider spending an hour of your time with me and the people of Denver and so forth and so on, wherever they are. Let's reiterate that your websites, which people need to write down and go to be edified about what's really going on here in these United States, are factsnotfantasy.blogspot.com and bookviews.com. Have you got a few last words for us before we have to hang up here, Alan?
Well, I'd advise people to be very, very skeptical of anything this current administration has to say on any topic. Mm-hmm. This administration and the people running it simply lie through their teeth about everything, and that starts at the top.
Yeah, you know, that's a good notion. Be skeptical, and all ahead, follow the money, follow the power. Our guest this morning has been Alan Gruba, a cyber friend of mine for many years, and hope to have you on again, Alan, real soon. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to take a couple of minutes here to tell you a little bit about Radio Liberty. Dr. Stanley Monteith has been working tirelessly for 30-plus years to get the word out about what's really going on in these United States. And as you know, he said many, many, many times that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with a spiritual entity. That's what the Bible says in Ephesians, and it's true. We're finding ourselves in a world gone mad, and yet it's not mad if you read the Bible and understand prophetic things which are happening here in these United States, in Europe, and all around the world. Incidentally, tomorrow we're going to have Terry James on with us, who has written, probably 20 books about prophecy and so forth, and we're going to be having a great conversation with him about how the current events of the times, I guess that's kind of redundant, huh? Current events are the times, fit in to biblical prophecy. Why don't you call 1-800-544-8927 and decide to become a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters and pledge to give that $20 or $25 or even more monthly to get Dr. Stan's insightful newsletter and all the other kind of benefits that you can have knowing that you are underwriting the cost of putting on radio programs like this. His book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is where you ought to start. I don't know how much they're selling it for, but it can't be a whole lot of money compared to the value that you're going to get out of reading this 135-page book. The Brotherhood of Darkness by Dr. Stanley Monteith is available at Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. Or if you go to radioliberty.com, you can peruse all of the different things that are available. Videos, archived programs, places you need to go, things you need to read. Most importantly, I suspect there is the story of Jesus, and that will help you understand why we believe in the Christ of the Bible being Jesus of Nazareth. If you haven't decided about Jesus yet for your own life, you could do yourself a favor and me a great favor if you go to radioliberty.com and click on the link that says the story of Jesus. It's very, very important that you understand that these things that are going on today are not just people out of control. there is a guiding hand that is allowing the kinds of things that are happening to happen. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be explaining a lot of it, but you need to educate yourself as well. And your first step is to become an understanding person who acknowledges faith in Jesus Christ for your own salvation. In the meantime, pray for me too, Dave Wilson. And I'm looking forward to being with you one last time tomorrow as the Lord tarries on Radio Liberty. Good morning. God bless you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation.